Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And first off today, there's criticism of the reform proposals for the Common Agricultural Policy. Brian Pagg, who's the man behind reforms to Scotland's support system, thinks that after 2014, any new entrants to farming would be severely disadvantaged due to the way the current proposals will treat anybody coming into the industry to farm in their own right. Also, there's further criticism of the plans to force farmers to put 7% of land into ecological management. One of Scottish farming's well-known figures, John Cameron from Fife, calls it set aside by any other name and thinks it's just pure madness at a time of pending food shortages not to be putting every available acre into food production. In the news today as well is NFU Scotland, who are seeking legal opinion on the controversial sheep EID. Legislation. They're looking to see if the current laws can be challenged. Here's President Nigel Miller to try and simplify some of the confusion that surrounds electronic identification of sheep.
I think you've put it in a nutshell. It's confusing and there's nothing logical and there's no intuition about it. It's a complex set of rules that unless you've looked through it and maybe had some explanation, it's very difficult to apply it. And different systems have a different approach so that no two farms are the same, and I think that also makes it very difficult. Going forward, I think there's two real issues. One is getting better explanation, better information out so that people do understand what they have to do, and some of the problems have been caused by people using two tags when they only need to use one, and if you only use one you have a batch system, and if you have two you have an individual system, so already it's getting complicated, so you can understand why things are going wrong. As far as the legal opinion goes, the reality is we've got a very prescriptive regulation which requires you to do a whole series of actions on farm, and it also defines the type of tag you use and the type of technology, the type of chip, then you're quite high recording standards. And I think farmers are really concerned that even using these prescribed tags and the technology, the actual read rates and the recording has been inadequate, and therefore they feel they're in the firing line. And it's really part of the legal opinion is to actually look at that mismatch between what you're required to do and what the system delivers.
So let's hope that we're able to get a simple set of rules with clear instructions very soon on EID. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40 with more MFR Farming.